Page 46. Reading. Read and listen.
6 tips for defensive driving. We all know that not everyone drives well. Some people tailgate, gesture, weave through traffic, and honk, classic signs of the aggressive driving that causes 1/3 of all car crashes. But more and more people are now talking on the phone, eating, and even watching TV as they drive. Examples of the multitasking and inattentive driving that is a growing cause of accidents. Although we can't control the actions of other drivers, the following defensive driving tips can help us reduce the risks caused by our own driving and the bad driving of others. 1. Slow down. Driving too fast for weather or road conditions gives you less time to react to dangers on the road ahead of you. Also, as you increase your speed, your car becomes harder to control and takes longer to come to a stop. 2. Follow the 3-second rule. The greatest chance of a collision is in front of you. Maintaining a safe following distance of 3 seconds behind the car in front of you will give you enough time to react if that car slows or stops suddenly. 3. Pay attention to your surroundings. Be aware of where other vehicles are and what is happening on the road. Check your rear view and side view mirrors frequently. Before changing lanes, always look over your shoulder to check your blind spots, areas to the side and rear of your car that aren't visible in your mirrors. 4. Signal your intentions early. Use turn signals to let other drivers know what you're going to do before you do it. This helps other drivers understand your plans so they can make their own defensive driving decisions. 5. Expect the unexpected. Assume that other drivers will make mistakes. Plan ahead what you will do if another driver breaks a traffic law or cuts you off. For example, don't assume that a vehicle coming to a stop sign or a red light is going to stop. Be prepared to stop your own car if necessary. 6. Don't take others' aggressive driving personally. Other people will drive badly. They're not thinking about you. If you permit them to make you angry, it can affect your own driving and lead to an accident. When other drivers show signs of aggressive driving, just slow down or pull over to let them pass.